Psycast. Social Influence. Part 1. Majority Influence.
Social influence is an umbrella term that describes any process whereby the behavior of one person affects the behavior of another person. Majority influence is a type of social influence in which a large number of people affect the behavior of a small number or of a single person. The usual result of majority influence is conformity, which psychologists define as a change in behavior or attitudes as a result of real or imagined pressure from other people. If you look around you, you'll see many examples of conformity, from the way people at bus stops or in shops often form orderly queues, to the way groups of friends often share similar tastes in music and clothing. Although some people see conformity as a bad thing, it's actually part of the glue that holds our society together. Psychologists are interested in the reasons why people conform, and the factors that make conformity more or less likely.
Studies of conformity.
One of the first experimental studies of conformity was carried out in 1935 by Muzaffar Sharif. Sharif asked participants to estimate the distance a light moved in a dark room. When they estimated individually, participants produced a fairly diverse set of estimates. However, when they were told the estimates of the other participants and invited to guess again, their estimates tended to converge. Although it seems clear that they were influenced by the estimates of the other participants, it is interesting that when asked later, they all denied having been so affected. 20 years later, Solomon Ash carried out a series of rather different conformity experiments. In the Ash experiment, participants were given a simple line-matching task to do. They did this in a group, but what the participant didn't realize is that all the other group members were Confederates who had been instructed to give the wrong answer. Ash found that on about a third of occasions, the participant would go along with the same wrong answer given by the Confederates, even though the right answer was obvious. Although a quarter of the participants never conformed, 75% did so at least once, and 5% of them conformed on every single trial.
Types of conformity.
In both cases, the participants' behavior was affected by the people around them, but there are some important differences between the two studies. In the Ash study, the participants went along with an answer they knew to be wrong, so their public behavior and their private opinion disagreed. Psychologists call this type of conformity compliance. In the Sharif study, by contrast, there's every reason to believe that the participants really changed their opinion and believed the answer they gave. They may not even have realized that they were being influenced. This type of conformity, psychologists call conversion or internalization.
Explanations of conformity.
The fact that there are different types of conformity suggests there may also be different reasons for conforming. Psychologists have put forward two explanations for conformity. In the Sharif study, there was no right or wrong answer as to how far the light really moved. Participants used each other as a source of information when making their estimates. Psychologists call this informational influence. Informational influence occurs in ambiguous situations where conformity is motivated by a desire to be correct. In the Ash study, there was an obvious right answer, but participants didn't always go along with it. In this situation, for some participants, not sticking out from the group seems to have been more important than being correct. Psychologists call this normative influence. It occurs in situations where conformity is motivated by a desire to be liked or accepted by a group. Although normative and informational influence are relatively distinct processes, they do overlap to some extent. So studies have found that an informational influence is much stronger when it comes from members of a person's in-groups, and informational influence exerted by a person's out-groups may have no effect at all on their opinions or behavior.
Factors affecting conformity.
You might expect that increasing the size of the majority in a situation like the Ash experiment would lead to higher rates of conformity, but this doesn't seem to be the case. Ash found that it took only 3 Confederates to produce conformity on roughly a third of the trials, and the rate of conformity never climbed any higher than this. What does seem to matter is how unanimous the Confederates are. Having just one dissenter in the group can cause the rate of conformity to drop very sharply. The relative status of the Confederates and participants also seems to be important. Some studies have found that where the Confederates are of higher status than the participant, conformity is more likely. However, some critics have argued that the most important influence on conformity in the Ashe experiment was the social and historical context in which it occurred. American society in the 1950s placed a much higher value on conformity than British society now. Consequently, such critics argue that the Ashe findings can only be seen as a product of their time, with little relevance to understanding social behavior in the 21st century.